How much will Governor Snyder give up
to get his Detroit school shakeup through the legislature?
Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Lawmakers are still on their autumn recess, but soon they will be back to focus on Governor Snyder's plan for Detroit schools.
The plan, which could be introduced early next month, is modeled somewhat after the auto industry rescue.
It would break the Detroit schools into two districts.
An old district that would assume all the old debts and a new district to focus on teaching kids.
I've talked about an old co, new co kind of model to leave the debt with the old co and allow a new school district to move forward with significantly reduced debt loads.
But the plan, it would cost state taxpayers upwards of $700 million.
And it is taking it from all sides.
Detroit lawmakers don't like the fact that it doesn't immediately return control of the district to an elected school board instead of a state-appointed emergency manager.
Charter schools don't like it because a Detroit school's czar would have sweeping authority to manage and shut down schools.
Outstate lawmakers don't like the fact that the state would be called upon to provide all the funding for the largest school district in the state.
But Governor Snyder's all
low chance for success, lots of people against it.
Let's go.
And that's why I want to get the legislative process going. A lot of people are going to have different variations. I think we were putting together a solid plan as a starting point, and then we'll get feedback.
And yeah, he's getting feedback.
The head of one of the philanthropic groups that's invested in Detroit schools says the legislature should put up all the funds for the plan.
Right. They say, hey, it's been the state that's been in charge of Detroit public schools, four different emergency managers in the past 6 years.
Which led Republican House Speaker Kevin Cotter to basically say, put up or shut up.
Right. He said philanthropic funds should put up money if they want the same from taxpayers.
Which, of course, was the pattern with the Detroit Grand Bargain, the Flint water crisis.
Right. Philanthropic groups being called on to fill the government gap.
As the governor will be asked, is already being asked to give away so much of what he's already worked for.
For instance, the School Reforming Education Achievement Authority.
Right. Also, to win support from Detroit lawmakers,
maybe returning the district to an elected school board.
But anything the governor does to win buy-in from the D side of the aisle
will, of course, likely cost votes on the R side. So like he did with the Detroit Grand Bargain, the Medicaid expansion, roads.
Rick Snyder needs to find a package that falls within the sweet spot of winning over enough lawmakers without forcing off too many on the other end, and to do it without giving up on his primary objectives.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.